Hello and welcome back to another study in the Word of God. This is Shane Vaughn, and I am the teacher at First Harvest Ministries here in Waveland, Mississippi. Tonight I want to speak to you and hopefully give you a different way of thinking concerning a most misunderstood scripture in the Holy Bible. And that scripture comes from the book of St. John, chapter 1. In the first five verses of chapter 1, we begin to study the concept of the Word, or the Logos of God. And these first five verses tell us that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it goes on to tell us that all things were created by the Word. And then if you go down to verse 14, and it tells us, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, for many years, many of us in God's church, and many have taken these verses, and I believe we've misunderstood them. Now, it is from these five verses, when we say that in the beginning the Word was with God, and then we say the Word was God, it sounds a whole lot like more than one God. It sounds like you have God, and then you have another God called the Word. And actually, it is from these five verses that the most blatant misunderstanding and deceit has been fostered upon the church of the living God. What is that deceit? It's the doctrine of the Trinity. It is from these verses that it seems to indicate the concept of more than one God. And then if you go to the other extreme, it seems to say that Jesus, Yeshua the man, was that one God that created the earth and the world. And therefore, it causes a great pagan concept, which is more than one God. The greatest truth you can ever learn in your walk with God is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Yet, when we get over here to John chapter 1, it sure sounds like more than one God, because it tells us the Word was with God. And then it says, and that Word that was with God was God. Well, if it was with God and it was God, now we've got more than one God. And we know that that cannot be the case, because there is only one God. They have tried to justify the doctrine of the Trinity by referring to these five verses to prove the preexistence of Christ as a separate God. And the sad thing about it is that this is not what we believe these verses are saying. So what are they saying? I believe, if you will study with me for 3 or 4 minutes, that perhaps even you would take another look at what these verses are actually saying. We believe that the better word that should be there is not the word W-O-R-D, Logos, but we believe that it should be the word plan. And I'll explain why we believe that. We believe that this verse should read, in the beginning was the plan of Yahweh. And the plan belonged to Yahweh, and the plan was Yahweh's plan. The same plan was in the beginning with Yahweh, and all things were done according to this plan. And without this plan, nothing was done that was done. And in this plan was life, eternal life, and the darkness. But the darkness does not take hold of this plan. There was a man sent from Yahweh, and we're in verse number 6, whose name was John. John came as a witness that he might testify of the light, that all men through it the light might believe. That was the true light which lights the way. Notice that. He lights the way to the kingdom for every man that comes into the world. It was in the world and the world was enlightened through it, but the world did not know him, the Almighty Yahweh. He came to his own. Who did? I'm fixing to show you. But his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to those he gave authority to become the sons of Yahweh. To those who believe the testimony, who are begotten, not born, but begotten, not of blood and not of the desire of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh. He was begotten of Yahweh. And according to this plan, in the fullness of time, the plan became flesh and dwelled among us who are flesh. And we, beholding his glory, was the glory of the begotten Son of the only Father, full of honor and truth. Now, why do we say the word plan rather than the word word as the King James Version has translated it? I'll try to explain it quickly. The word plan is translated from the Greek word logos, and you don't have to believe me. You can look these things up in your own study guides. Now, the word logos is interesting. It means something that has been said, or the total of what has been said, including the thoughts, by implication, a topic or a subject of set discourse. Also dealing with the mental faculties and the motive. Now that comes from Thayer's Greek Lexicon, page 380 through 382. But what you need to know about the word logos is that the Greek is a translation from the Hebrew word dabar, D-A-B-A-R. Now, what does the word dabar mean? That's what we need to know. We need to know what dabar means even more than we know what logos means, because logos, which is where we get the root word of logic, something that is planned, comes from the Hebrew word dabar. Now, what does the Hebrew word dabar mean? It means Yahweh's or God's revealed will, his whole plan, and his purpose for mankind. When you trace logos, which is the root word for logic, when you trace it, you begin to find that this word has a lot to do with thinking. It has a lot to do with the thought process. And we know that in the beginning, before God and before he created the heavens and the earth, he had a plan. The Bible tells us that this plan was hidden from the foundations of the world and being revealed to those in this day. Now, that plan included what? You don't have to go much further than the book of Revelation to find out what this plan was. It tells us in the book of Revelation that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, was crucified before the foundations of the world. Why and how could that be? Because it was in the plan. There was a plan in the mind of Yahweh from the beginning of the world. Now, what plan was that? Let's go find out in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, and verse number 15. Now, how many of you has ever been in a church service and somebody said, "I got a word tonight"? Well, 9 times out of 10, what they mean by "I got a word," they mean they got a prophecy. They received a word of unction from the Holy Ghost. I want to show you the first prophecy in the Word of God, or the first word. The first word that Yahweh ever gave is in Genesis 3 and verse 15. And he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now, do you know what that prophecy was about? It was about the man, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, that would come to the earth as flesh and come to defeat the rule and replace Lucifer on the throne of the earth. This was the plan. So the first word ever spoken by Yahweh in the beginning was the word. This is the first word he ever said. The first prophecy he ever gave. The first inclination into his mind or into his plan. So when we get back over to John chapter 1, verse 1, we get here and we see in the beginning was the plan or the word or the prophecy. It was the plan of Yahweh. The Bible said that it was God's good pleasure to send his son. This was the plan. So in the beginning was the plan of God, not the word. That is a bad translation. And the plan was with God. Or in other words, the plan, that word should be unto God. It belonged to God. And the plan was God, because my thoughts are me. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. You cannot separate a man from his thoughts. You cannot separate Yahweh from his thoughts. His thoughts is God. The plan is who it makes up who God is. It is his perfect will. And then it goes to tell us again that in this plan was everything created. He planned to create the heavens and the earth. He planned to create Lucifer and the angels. He planned for their fall. He knew it would happen. He planned for all of this. And then when the time was right, the plan, or the logos, or the logic, or the thinking of Yahweh, everything he had planned became flesh. They wrapped him in a swaddling cloth, called his name Yeshua. I pray that helps you today. God bless you is my prayer.